When we drink, we get drunk. When we get drunk, we fall asleep. When we sleep, we do not sin. When we do not sin, we go to heaven. So let's get drunk and go to heaven. This is the perfect pour.
Perfect.
I fooled you.
Pour craft beer show.
The cryptic pour, apparently.
Yes. I am Mikey.
I am Cryptic Nick.
I am Matt. And I have a crowler.
Way to give it away.
Oh. What size was that, guys?
Crowler size.
Matt cares not about our games. He thinks they're silly.
And he... and
oh, Matt, he's going straight into...
Putting it into the physics.
That's what she said.
The lovely people at physics donated a physics machine for us, and now we are putting it to good use, putting a crowler in.
Hmm.
It accepts all kinds of all things you have, it can accept.
And crowlers. He's going for top four.
Oh, he's going to top four.
Top physics.
Oh, wow, four. That's dark. What are we pouring out of this physics here?
It's the vanilla oak donated to us by Paul from Fairfax. Me and the brother have had it, but you have not had the spirit. This did not make it to the show.
Is this the one with so much coffee you're awake for 7 days?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the porter that has vanilla and oak flavoring to it.
Flavoring?
Do you want some foam, or do you just want a straight pour?
I think for the first, I want a straight pour, and then I'm going to want a...
Physics.
Because the physics...
Dual action.
Can give you a foam effect. Micro bubbles.
Does your Keurig do that, bro?
Nope.
Does your Keurig have foam action?
Listen to that physics work.
That thing.
All right, what do you expect in this show? If you're the first time here, we're going to talk about craft beers we drank. We're going to talk about some beer culture stuff. We're going to give you beers to look out for that maybe we are looking out for, and maybe you should look out for too. And then we have a lot of listeners that call in and.
Yay.
And give us beer content.
To call limit.
To call limit.
3 minutes piece.
And we have music. Beer music. Brought to you by Paul, formerly from Fairfax.
Music?
I'll say Paul from Fairfax.
I think he will always be from Fairfax.
Come on.
Yeah.
And there is something new from Paul this week. It's not a song, but it is a...
Uh-huh.
There is new bumper music from Paul, so hang out for that.
How is a song not music?
Get to the next bit. Get to the next bit. Guys.
Get to the next bit. Guys.
All right.
All right. Well, we got this this fieldwork crawler going around.
It's fucking good.
Do not slurp into the microphone.
Well, the micro bubble nitro effect is not nitro. They don't have a nitrogen
cartridge
in the physics. It's just batteries, and that's all it needs.
But the way it pours, it makes it creamy. Gives it a creamy head, like you had a nitro beer.
You can choose not to have the creamy
head. I've had this beer on draft at the tap room. I've had it in a crowler that was a couple days old. This crowler is now about just over a week old. So I know what I'm getting into. So I wanted to change it up right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some physics action on it.
Mm.
I might.
This is delicious.
I might double down and sonic foam my physics nitro pour.
Whoa, bro.
Wow. I'm sure the fieldwork brewers are rolling around in their grave.
Yeah.
They were dead right now.
They will die and then roll around in their grave.
What the first thing they do when they die in their grave is going to roll around for a while and be like, what are you doing? What's that for? Oh, 30 years ago, these guys had my beer through a physics and a sonic foamer.
Only 30 years? That's a short life expectancy. Well,
this guy was 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, he's like...
All right. I think you're making that up.
I don't know.
Please leave room for me to roll in this.
What part of my will? Please leave me room. I'm going to roll around a lot.
Must have room to roll. For rolling purposes.
Oh.
And my bowling trophy.
Wow, that's delicious.
Vanilla oak porter. Vanilla and oak in that porter.
Tis the season for vanilla porter.
And during our tailgate, we like to tailgate the podcast. Do some tailgating, hanging out, bro. We had donated to the show by the bearded brewer, Flamingos.
Yeah.
Pineapple Goes from Uinta Brewing.
Ooh,
22
yeah.
ounce bomber. It's got a flamingo on there. It's got mm-hmm. a sunset, and it's got a pineapple on nice. The beach.
I've never looked too hard, but I've never really seen Uinta show up in a 22 ounce bottle. But like I said, does, I've never looked.
That's true. I think you're right about that.
Usually it's just six packs.
It's a big six pack.
Yes.
This is a rarity.
Mega six pack.
I had this on draft.
Oh, before, thanks, jerk.
But first time I have a bomber.
Where yeah, on the
I think
earth,
that's the first you need to
have. Where on the God's green earth have you had this on
this
draft?
This was a Eureka Burger.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Makes sense.
Yeah, what? It does, actually. They have quite a regular handle of Uinta.
And they do.
Also donated to the show by Florida Steve, Due South Brewing's Honey Vanilla Wheat. It's a honey and vanilla ale. Well, you know, 4.8%.
Definitely vanilla. Could not tell it was a wheat.
The wheat is hidden.
Well, what got me was I took a sip and I'm like, that's vanilla. And I look at the can and I saw honey. And I was like, well, I guess honey's kind of a sweet thing to put into beer. And then I read further on the label, aka the next word, and it said honey vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
National
it was Guard enjoyable. Yeah. Don't know Guard if I like though. Vanilla in my.
Is it the booze kicked up a bit because of the honey?
It depends where you put it in.
Mm. That's what she said.
Yeah, it's only 4.8%. So
oh, no
it probably
benefit.
Was not really fermented with the honey, or it was a real low ABV and the honey didn't bring it up much.
Decaf honey.
Yeah, decaf honey.
Well. What's going on out there in the culture of craft beer?
A lot.
Da, 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 da.
There's a lot da, going da, on da, this da. Week.
It's a culture of craft beer.
You're next. Go ahead. You're the yeah. next contestant on the Price is Right.
You should have totally known that was your cue.
For people that use their iPhones to research podcasts, I'm getting the new iPhone when it comes out. That's
ooh.
Some news. Beer related.
Well, that sounds not
actual beer.
Related.
Beer.
You work in the industry.
My untapped check-ins will be faster.
Yeah.
My social media posts will
go.
Be crisper.
Nice tie.
And in wide,
nice tie together.
Wide screen color.
I had my finger on the tangent button, and then I backed off it. Good explanation.
So some of you may have seen this or may not. But Modern Times.
Sanctioned tangent.
Modern Times posted an article about the 12
oh, yeah.
the 12 most wrong things about buyouts, and it basically just gives you a compare and contrast on how breweries, like, they give the top 12 reasons of why the brewery was bought out: to expand distribution, to buy new tanks, to do this, to do that. And he kind of gives his own perspective as a growing brewery. It's like, well, tanks only cost this much, but they were given so much more money. Or you can acquire money through loans and you can use it for whatever. And so he kind of gives a different aspect on that. And it's a good or different way to see it. I mean, you can do it yourself, which is his main point, which I see. It's so awesome. But I have a feeling that some breweries that did sell said, okay, well, they have this team that will deal with this stuff for us, and we could just focus on one thing. And for somebody that works in a brewing industry and you wear a lot of hats, it's kind of nice when people help you do things. So it's a good article. Just go and read it. I'm not going to get too detailed. I'm not going to read off every paragraph or anything on here.
It was in our Twitter feed, but also I'll put it in the show notes. I'm pretty sure I will.
And it's on their webpage.
You've probably seen it.
They actually had to post.
Yeah, it's on Modern Times blog.
They had to post a cached version of it. This website actually went down.
The website up.
So they had to post
it. Yeah, so you've probably seen it. But it was for me, it was good because I'm not real great at debating, so I never can think of the good points at the right time when people, when, like, say when Twitter's blowing up and I'm or even face to face, and how this article, this post, just gives you all these great arguments, counters to the argument that, you know, selling out is cool and it's not that bad and blah blah blah. And I just, he said a lot of things that I thought, but hearing it come from somebody at Modern Times, like saying, you know, all this other stuff, sure, maybe it's true, but also we do all that stuff and we're still independent. So, you know, he boiled it down to just say it's money. It's about money. You know, all these other points you guys are making, they're kind of BS. You're getting money and you're making things easier for yourself. This is all you're doing. Don't try and say like, you know, we're the same. Nothing's changing.
Oh, we can experiment.
Yeah. Or now we can. So you could have done that before. Yeah. You're just
not lazy. Lazy. Sorry. Yeah. That's being mean.
But yeah, it was fairly even handed. It wasn't totally just indie bro and fuck you. Uh-huh. He was just basically saying, hey, it's not that big a deal, but don't say that it's nothing changes when you sell out, and don't say you couldn't have done it without selling out.
Yeah, that's giving a realistic aspect of saying you can do these things on your own power. It does pride that throughout the article.
God dang it. Louis! Dog.
Mind the table noise.
The menace.
Your elbows will be clean by the end of the show.
Sort of mutt lab has been for weeks now, has been plaguing the podcast from Dorktown Studio.
Unwanted guest, get out. So that was a good article to read. And then I also had some time to check out, I thought it was the most recent episode of SD Beer Talk, but come to find out, I'm like three episodes behind.
Shh, come on, catch up.
But
they just did a Bacon Fest episode.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon.
But episode number 75, which they had 32 North or North 32 Brewing, another brewery from down there. And if you jump to about the fifth minute of the podcast, which they got right to it, they kind of talked about the contrasting point of which I brought up last week, which the guy from Pizza Port was saying, how do you kind of focus on the people to keep in your place when it seems like people are jumping around from brewery to brewery? And they kind of touch on the other aspect of it, saying that there are breweries like Carl Strauss and Ballast Point and maybe even Stone, where people are learning how to brew good beer, and then they go off and do smaller breweries or new startups or stuff like that. And so they kind of touch on more of an aspect where it's because we have brewers doing that, that we have these other great projects. So it's kind of a cool thing to compare. It's, should we focus more on finding good people and keeping them at the same brewery, or should we let people kind of go spread out? And that's why we have 100 breweries in San Diego. That's why we have breweries in the Central Coast. And, you know, what's more important in the market? So it's, listen to that show, listen to what they have to say, and tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think. Call the voicemail line.
So those are two really big articles that I really thought were important of bringing up. Somebody else talk.
Nick.
Hi.
Talk things.
About?
Beer things.
Are we still just talking about Modern Times?
Culture.
I was looking up 90s movies, sorry. As news first broke by Flowing with Famous,
ooh,
there is now a beer bike podcast in Fresno.
Yeah.
Yay.
And it is currently rounding about downtown, from what I hear.
Downtown and Tower.
Seen it? Have you seen it? Has it come to the beer garden?
It was there for Art Hop.
Oh.
Fresno Pedal Company has officially purchased and doing tours with the first party bike, I think, is the nickname for it.
Yeah.
Fresno Party Bike.
Is it Fresno Party Bike?
The type of bike is a party bike, but it's a 12-seater.
Did you like go up and check it out?
Close up? I've ridden on it.
Whoa!
Wow. It didn't even, wasn't even going to mention it.
How tough is it to pedal?
How big is the light bar?
It's got a light bar, and it's how big is bar. It?
No light bar.
Oh. It had
two very underpowered headlights. So
they run off pedal power.
See, so here's the thing.
It's like got a crank radio on
for
it.
Any town, for any city that's not in California, people are familiar with these things. And for California, it's a new thing because it just got signed off and people are starting to purchase them, and pretty soon they'll be everywhere. So it's a 12-seater bar that has pedals below it, but it's also an electric vehicle. So if need be, they could drive it off of batteries.
So it's a hybrid.
It does about, I'd say, a good solid 12 and a half miles an hour downhill.
All right. Ooh, but, that'd be scary, downhill.
But
No brakes.
But, I mean, people can pedal it, or you can pedal it while they're assisting, or they could just do a full-on electric mode and drive it. It has LED lights. It has a sound system. And the whole thing is you take unopened beer or alcohol. I don't think it's limited to two different what styles. I think you could bring pretty much anything on there. Bring unopened alcohol onto the vessel. You can then open it, enjoy it while you're seated at the vehicle as if you were on a party bus or a limo. So.
Nice.
And that's what we're it
cool
is.
Like Sacramento and Portland out. Yeah.
Man.
Walked on there with cool. with my gold nail can. Sat down, popped it open. We went around the block long enough for us to finish off that one can. But that's the thing. It's you could have a group party. They get on there. You guys could go from tower to downtown, bar hopping and all these different things. So it's a cool experience.
Bar hopping.
Hey, were you going to say anything
one
else
day,
other than that?
One day.
I think you covered it.
Oh, okay.
What else?
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your article.
That's all right. That's all right. At least somebody knows about it besides me.
Oh, okay.
And apparently Artie Mikey knows everything about it.
Nothing.
Heard it.
So the trick is, maybe you said this, you have to purchase beer before you get on the bicycle. There's no preloaded bicycle. Preloaded beer on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just hop on for a beer.
That's
which I'm kind of okay with, like, because you don't know. Imagine how shaken up that keg is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know.
But that's the thing.
That beer is going to be pretty rammy by the time.
You could bring your own keg on there. You could bring pretty much anything. But that's the whole highlight, is if they start the vehicle at places that sell beer to go, that's a win-win. You sell your beer to go for people to take on to the bike.
Right. But see, here's the trick, is your next destination has to be within your beer drinking ability.
Because
otherwise you'd be like, oh, I'm out of beer.
This is lame now.
Hey, you got an extra beer. And then the next guy's gonna be like, no, you should have planned better.
You should have brought more beer.
You should have brought more beer. So hopefully there's enough breweries for this to make sense. Distance and thirst wise.
Just keep driving around the block and then come back.
So one more time around, we're good.
Leave me. I'll stay here for this round, guys. I'm gonna load up.
Take the 405 to the 101.
Take the 405. Take Fulton Street out to 41. Take 41 south and go to Lamar and go die.
Or just long enough so I get my beer done.
Because everyone dies in Lamar.
And go surfing, okay? There's a surf ranch out there.
Surf ranch, Kelly Slater.
Kelly Slater surf ranch. It's in Fresno.
PBR is on draft.
Did you hear that, Tyler?
I don't know.
We have a surf. Kelly Slater has a surf ranch outside of Fresno.
Yeah. Does Morro Bay have a surf ranch? I don't think so.
Nope. What else is going on out there in the world?
Event wise, Sierra Nevada's is having an Oktoberfest.
Sierra Nevada's.
Yeah, you know. Small brewery. They're I've looking to be bought out. They just don't know how to make it on their own. We're going to do it.
One day they'll figure it out.
So from the 9th, September 30th and October 1st is the first weekend. And then October 7th and October 8th is the second weekend of the festival. So you have two opportunities to join Sierra Nevada for Oktoberfest fun.
And it should
are
be
we sending
fun.
A team?
Sure.
Sure we are.
I'm going to try and go on the first, pending previously scheduled obligation.
Oh, you are thinking about going?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I would like to. That would be one I would like to go to, being a Sierra Nevada. Like it was my gateway beer. I would eventually like to go hang
That'd
out
be
with
nice
those guys.
To go. I hear it's pretty rad, Sierra Nevada tour.
Plus brewery-only beers that you can only buy up there.
Oh, yeah.
You have to coordinate with Mario, see if he's going to go up there.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Hang out with the Brewster Domus himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be cool. The way to do it with an insider.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
He's cool, guys.
Indie.
Need one of those people with you.
Indie beer sales rep.
Industry. I'm industry. Well,
You?
Yeah.
Do you have news?
I have a question to pose to you guys and to pose to the listener.
I hate it.
Ooh, I have one.
That they can get back to us either whatever method they prefer, email, social media, or voicemail, if you feel like weighing in on this question. But why do we not give brew pubs more respect? I know in town we don't really respect the brew pubs here so much. And it feels like that's just a countrywide kind of thing. I mean, there are some that are you know, heralded, but for the most part, you're kind of like here, Sequoia,
mm-hmm.
We're kind of like meh, and Mad Duck. We have Mad Duck and Sequoia. We're like, all right, yeah. And it kind of feels like that's just generally the thought of brew pubs are just like meh. Is that why we're mad? Or is that why?
can I answer your question with a question?
Yeah.
I think it's one, it becomes less about the beer and more about the food.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, the beer seems to lack as soon as food's introduced because that is what their focus is on. That's right. Where the majority of the staff is placed in
and they know food service.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see, at least locally, I don't know, I can't say San Diego, they probably have phenomenal brew pubs
mm-hmm.
where both are of high quality. But here, the food is always 3, maybe 4 times better than the beer that they're serving.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of an example that'll prove me wrong, but I can't.
Typical, I mean, this could be at any restaurant, but I have come across, not even in town, I mean, in town and out of town, but you'll just be like, hey, this Vanilla Oak, what can you tell me about it? And they'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's again, the focus is on the food and not the beer.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I could tell you what's in Tater Tots, but I don't know what beer you're asking about.
So not that the beers aren't
bad. Oh, we had that beer? Oh.
Yeah. I'm not saying the beers being made there are bad, but the focus isn't on the beer.
The experience
the beer is
more shifted towards the food.
Yeah, is more of a standard style, like, oh, we have one of each flavor
mm-hmm.
to pretend to be a brewery. You know, they're beer enough to be a brewery, but yeah, that's just where I don't see anything.
I bet you could ask anyone there. They could just be like, I'm going to get the calamari. What beer should I have with calamari? They probably would not have an answer.
Mm-hmm. And that might be ruined because of our experience with more. Fresno has a huge influx of chain restaurants. I think we were predispositioned to just recognize a brew pub as a generic place. You know,
right.
We had BJ's long before
a lot of brew pubs,
you know, like a Mad Duck or
Butterfield / Sequoia has been there forever, but
forever, yeah.
But for me, it doesn't. They don't do the beer geeky things. Like there isn't a good board to look at.
Right.
Usually, at the very most, there'll be growler fills, and you kind of like, I don't know, you want to be able to. That's not right because House of Pendragon, they don't have bottles. Their society used to not have bottles. They have one now.
Yeah, but also they do not have food.
Right.
They allow food in their pub.
I consider,
which is a different situation.
In my definition, a brew pub is a place where the brewery and the food dining portion is within the same building. That's my definition of a brew.
Well, the house that's serving the food also makes the beer, right? Yes.
That'd be my definition of a brew pub. Weird. Just to be clear.
Yeah. They're not buying somebody else's beer to serve. They're serving their own. It's like their own ranch, you know, house-made ranch.
For instance, like Tioga or House of Pendragon, I would consider neither of us a brew pub, but a tap room, because neither of us have food, or you're not, the actual enjoying tap room is not in the same house, same roof as...
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you guys, you can, whether it's kegs, you know, House of Pendragon, you can get kegs somewhere else, but... And you guys, you can get your stuff in the stores anywhere. Whereas, say, we're just using Sequoia and Mad Duck because of the only ones we have to use here as examples. But you can't really get those other places. And that sort of, that's a factor as far as beer geekdom.
Well, even as far as that, you can't buy a BJ's beer outside of the restaurant.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Gordon.
Sure, you can. Whoever makes them.
I guess Gordon Biersch might be the one you can buy outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pyramid. Pyramid used to have a brew pub.
I wonder if there are BJs that have growlers, because ours doesn't.
Probably in Oregon.
Yeah.
I doubt
they. Maybe a California one. But they're just a California chain, aren't they?
Or? I doubt they would, because that would deal with licensing. Because PJ's doesn't necessarily brew in sight, and they usually have a full bar, and it's usually not possible to do growler fills and have a full alcohol bar licensing wise. Somebody
will be slipping in some little.
But yeah, if they only did beer and wine,
a bit of Grandpa's cough syrup.
If they only did beer and wine, they could possibly do. And it, you know, it was more of like a brewery license or a tap room license. They could probably do growlers.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
But it is interesting, because then you have places like Eureka Burger who have really great other people's beer and really good food, sometimes really great food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably the way to do it. If you're focused on food, then don't worry about brewing beer. Just bring in good beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we figured it out. You don't have to contact us about it. You have thoughts
Never
about
mind.
It. Sorry we asked. There's a lack of focus. Once you enter a huge amount of menu items and you're really cooking, it's not just, it goes beyond bar food, but like actual dishes.
Right.
Then now you're losing your focus, and now you've gone on to the dark side of not being beer geeky, but just, we have beer, but have you tried this? We also have
shrimp tacos.
You know, these specials we have tonight.
So. Yeah. I'd like
squid fried rice.
I'd like to say, unless you've gone all out someplace like Dust Bowl or Stone or Sierra Nevada or a big brewery like that, a lot of the breweries I've been to, they've either had pastries, pub mix, or a food truck parked near them.
Yeah.
And they've had excellent beer.
Well, see, yeah, that's a more common thing. When you're like a brewery that has a really nice restaurant like Firestone or now Dust Bowl and Stone.
Yeah.
Because they kind of started with beer and then worked into food.
Yeah.
But Firestone would still be considered a brew pub because it has food, the beer, and brewing in the same facility.
I mean, it's the geeks we know anyway. Everyone, says, forget about Firestone, go to Barrel House.
Mm.
You know, you don't, you're just like, Firestone.
Yeah.
Go to Barrel House. Because it's more beer geeky than Firestone, ironically. I don't know if that's ironic, but.
Firestone's restaurant, I feel like I'm at Yard House or Insert.
It's nice, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's very nice, but it's also very not craft beery.
Right.
It's just like, it's not going to fail. They're not going to let it fail. That's how nice it is.
Right.
But you might as well be at any restaurant.
Isn't there a design name for that? Industrial chic or something?
Iron chic?
Iron chic.
It's, this brewery will never fail, Hulk Hogan!
Industrial, to me, is more like, this is an old mechanic shop that we put stuff from Home Depot up in. That's industrial to me. When it looks like Firestone, there has to be another name for it.
Yeah, an interior designer has been in here.
In my opinion.
Well, we need another beer. Was there more stuff in the culture before we get into some other things?
I also had a question, but it's not going to be nearly as deep thoughted as Mikey's.
Good. I don't like thinking.
Is beer marketing going to become a new job?
Beer marketing already is a job.
But I mean, beer marketing outside of being a brewery, like you hire these people to name your beers and or create your logos.
Create logos already exist. Beer names, possibly.
I can see this happening because there's now 4,000 plus breweries. We're running out of clever brewery names. It's hard as F to find a unique brewery name. And the beers, you figure every brewery's got 10 to 15 beers. So unique names are drying up even faster than that. So can you start a marketing firm specifically to name beers? Like you have the epic.
I could see the epitome of a
brain trust that sits in a room and beanbag chairs, throwing papers at the wall.
I would think you naming would beers be all day. Like, so for that to be your only thing,
breath is fierce. Yeah, tonight, by the way, just throw
sorry,
that.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry,
Matt's everybody. Getting doubled down right now.
You would have to be so widely known throughout the craft beer scene that for you to be doing that all the time, you know, mm-hmm. everybody knows White Labs.
Right.
So you would have to be the White Labs of beer marketing.
You don't have to be the White Labs. All you have to do is be there first.
There's different ways I see it. And it just depends the context that you're asking it. For instance, our cousin, mm-hmm. he's now doing Zach's Brewing. He'd probably be the first person to say, Nick, I don't know. He's all, I brew beer. I know how to brew beer. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to draw labels.
Oh, really?
You do drafting.
Oh, did he?
Could you make a label for me?
Yeah.
So that
somebody's been intercepting my text.
So you would be the outside marketing company for him.
Yes.
That would be an example.
It's not a coincidence. This has been on my mind all week.
I mean, there's marketing companies that do that. Like, you were talking about Good Beer Hunting. Good Beer Hunting does that. But, I think Nick, you're asking doing that. You're just specifically.
I know
Nick is there's showing us a possible in logo for Zach's.
San Diego Craft Beard. He has done multiple logos and marketing and design for people.
So beer he's first one there. First one out of the gate.
And, you know, there's companies like Bitwise in Fresno. It's a tech company, a mini Google, whatever you want to call it. There's people in there. That's all they do is they make statistic websites for you. They make graphic design for you. It's endless. That exists in beer and everything. And I do think it's important because some people are better at drawing than others.
Oh, of course.
But I don't know if there's going to be a company that just says beer names are us, come to us, we'll find a name. I don't know if that will get to that point.
No, it'll be like, oh man, how'd you get your marketing? And you'd be like, oh, you need to talk to Matt. He knows what he's doing. It's all word of mouth. It's not going to be publicized, but I'm saying there's going to be a company who's just going to, they have nothing to do with beer other than they throw out the bitchinest name for the second that it's happening. And you go to this guy to name your beer. And someone's going to cash in. I'm not saying it's going to be me, but.
Well, if you like the Perfect Pour's new logo.
I see this happening.
The Nick 80.
It's also, you know, it's like when anything else becomes popular. Papular. Like Papalos. There's a way for people to glam onto it and make some money.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into beer marketing.
Mikey can do it.
I'll take that for my
day. You're good at writing articles.
Mikey can do it. And then we'll hire Paul to write jingles.
Yep. Yes.
Look at this. Perfect Pour Marketing Group. What's happening?
We will name your beer. You might not like it, yeah, but we will name it.
This sounds more like slavery than
Paul,
work.
Nick,
or
me,
fun.
Matt.
We'll just have Chew Your Beer do all the work and be like, we made this for you.
Keep doing free work.
What we got here?
New beer. It's talking about Central Coast beer. This is Tap It Brewing from San Luis Obispo.
New label.
This is a new one. I haven't Tropicali. Dank. West Coast Tropical IPA.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. How West Coast is this West Coast? How West Coast is your West Coast?
They're closer to the coast than us.
But their beer tastes of East Coast.
Is this a new beer or just simply a new label?
Definitely the new label design that they're going with. I don't know if they've ever bottled this before. It's possible it would have been at their tap room. The last new thing I had from them, they had a double IPA. I think that was their snafu.
Yeah.
I think that was the last thing I've had by then.
That might have been the last thing I've had. I'm
starting to see a theme coming out of the Central Coast.
Mm. Whoa.
I like that aroma.
But I've heard our friend Tony Bag say that they have a newer brewer. I don't know how recent that is, so that could be why they're like, you know, new brewer, new beers, maybe. Maybe they had this on the shelf. Who knows?
It is West Coast.
West Coast. Nick is confirming the West Coastness by aroma.
It's stole the aroma.
Definitely has a tropical aftertaste.
I like it.
All the aromas are mine. Please leave them for me.
Oh, great. It has... Oh, they don't say what tropical fruits. Tropicali dig. Did you guys look at the percentage?
I like it. I didn't see the percentage.
I did not. I was interested in the label.
Yes.
I am going... I'm going 7.2.
Ooh. I will add two whole points to your number. 9.2.
What?
9.2.
All right, so
no fractions.
Do you guys want to do a second guess?
Wow.
With that off. Oh, that's when they everybody fucks up and they clear the board.
Yep.
Let's all start again here, folks. You guys are way off.
It must be a session like 12.
I'll go with 4.8.
Wow.
4.8, Bob.
You're going sesh.
All right, brother.
Whew. $1, Bob.
Do you guys want to try again?
What? What's going on?
No, I'm one. When you add $1, that's like the lowest without going over. If everybody else bounces.
You're saying 1%. I'm saying 1%.
1%.
1%, Bob.
So Mikey guessed 4%, 4.8, you said?
Uh-huh.
The actual retail alcohol by volume is 6.8%.
See, so I win by default because I guess $1.
No. See, I went way too low.
Closest
when
without going over
my
is Mikey.
7.2. And then I went way too low.
But, I mean, that's a lot of hop bite for a 6.8.
Not a double.
Not a double, but it has enough hops for a double.
Not a double. We only do singles around here.
I like it. I'm endorsing it.
Yeah, I would pick this beer
up. It's a front runner for a beer of the episode right now.
Whoa, bro. You're going to call it that early, huh?
So there's no date on it, so that means get it now. Or don't.
And or
It's always for scary
forever there, one star them on Yelp.
I wondered this. Maybe you can enlighten us, Spirit of Brewer, maybe not. Do you sell more beer when there isn't a date? In the overall scheme of things, do you think more that it comes off the shelf at the, given the shelf life, given like some places just aren't going to sell a whole lot, do you think it sells more? A dated bottle sells better than a undated bottle?
I feel that we're at a point in time that it is to every brewery's benefit to have dates on the bottles. I think 2 years ago, our mentality would be you grab a bottle on the shelf, you open it up, it tastes like dish soap, you poured it down the drain and went, oh, that sucks. I think today, you go purchase XYZ, it tastes like shit, you look at the and it's you look at the date and it's 8 months old and you go, fuck, why is this even available for me to buy? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, or why couldn't I see the date on this to say that it was old? So I think we're at the point in time where you sell more beer if people can tell that it's fresh because of a date code.
But then you're having to eat a lot more if you're putting your date on there. I'm imagining that as a company, as a rep, you're having to take more beer back if you got dates on it.
That's the difficult part. I won't speak on it too much of a local level, but there are breweries like Sierra Nevada. Let's go with them for a point. But when they have a seasonal beer, chances are they'll come through, they'll wipe out, you know, the summer seasonal, they'll put the fall on the shelf. They'll do that. That's just a big brewery. They're a brewery that's always had dates on their beers, Enjoy Buys or Born Ons, and they're more likely a company that will pull their seasonals and put the next one out. But for smaller breweries, there's always and just like who is responsible of that. Yes, it should be monitored. Yes, it should be taken care of. So, and then like Stone, the same thing. There are ones that say if you find out of date beer, send us a message saying where you bought it, the date on the bottle, and they'll try to get one of their people to take care of it. So obviously the bigger you are, the more you can take care of it. The smaller you are, the more crucial it is to get your beer out there, keep it fresh, and get it out to the person. But I said, I'm sticking with the point that we're probably at the time where it's most important to have them dated and visible.
Get dates on your bottles, breweries.
Yeah, I get frustrated when there's no date anymore. 2012, Nick, would have been like, we'll take a chance.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But, yeah.
Now you're like,
no date.
I'm not going to do it. No, the only when it, when I see it, like this tap it where it's a new label, I'm like, oh, I know that's can't be that old.
The first year you're into craft beer, you're like, $60 a bottle, that's cool. I'll take a chance. But 4 years later, you're like, another $9 bottle, no date on it. What do I do?
Yeah. Well, it really only applies mostly to pails and IPAs, though. I mean,
yeah, those are a 90-day product.
And coffee beers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there was a point in time where this was 2015, a year ago, where 2013 Sea Monster from Ballast Point showed up in town. And that was a cool thing that said that, hey, this beer was packaged in 2013. It's already aged for you 2 years and just shown up on shelves. That was a cool thing.
We pre-aged it for you.
But, and, you know, total old label design. Yeah. It had the sticker, and I wish I could find those. But
Sunny at the Fort has something like that right now. I forget what it was, but it's from a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? He has something like he must have pulled out of his back or something, but it was some sort of porter. But
I say it's important in all aspects of life. You know, you get a new mixer, you get a book, you get a card, you get anything like that. The people are always looking for dates on it, and like I said, beer is catching up with that.
All right. Mandatory.
Well, that was some culture. Now it's time to get started with some feedback and an email from Chew Your Beer.
Oh, here we go.
What are you, the perfect pour? Chew Your Beer here, eh? Check it out, eh? Club on the west side. What are you, hoes? Party time. What are you, check it out, eh? The reason I'm really calling you guys is to check it out, homie.
He's just bragging first about his all, dance Nick, party.
He's like in an arena.
You messed up, eh? I was at a liquor store, that's it, and guess what, homes?
What's up?
They had Phantom Carriage, nice. Eh? So I kind of like tweeted you some pictures, eh?
Uh-huh.
You never got back to me, homes. I'm going to buy you a bottle and send it out to you.
Get your notifications out, bro. Homes,
yeah.
I bought it for myself. What a
nice.
Phantom Carriage.
All right, well, one of us
another
won.
Question, guys. This is for all of you, homes. Check it out, it's a... I've been invited, it's a... What a... Chew Your Beer has been invited, it's a... by Niha, it's a... A.K.A. Zorro, not Zorro, homes?
Not Zorro.
To a... Bottle share party, yes.
Oh,
nice. What a party! Party time! This is my first bottle share ever, eh?
What?
Normally the bottle shares that I go to, it's like it wasn't even a bottle share, eh? It was more like a marijuana share, eh? Like pop-up give. But home,
that's illegal, sir.
I'm asking you guys for some advice, eh?
Uh-huh.
So this goes out to you guys and everybody, Holmes. Like, what do people expect from me, Holmes? Like, what is expected from me? And what am I expecting to happen over there, eh? I know I got to bring some beer, Holmes. I'm not bringing no Bud Lights or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Rolling a lot of carrots, some Libertine. I found some Libertine bottles, so I'll probably bring one of those because it tastes kind of weird, Holmes. But they might like it because they're like beer geeks, Holmes. I'm going to bring some freshly squeezed IPA from A18 Brewery,
mm-hmm,
and maybe some red amber ale from A18 as well, eh? Anyway, Holmes, what is expected from me, and what am I expecting from them, eh? Like, okay, is there like a bottle share etiquette, Holmes? Like I need to know, eh? Like don't wear like a fucking Raider jersey, and don't wear no fucking Dickies, or should I wear like fucking, like, nice, clean 501 Levi's, this day, and a white Pendleton? Orale, Holmes. Like, give me some advice, eh? Orale, Holmes. I te watcho. Peace out.
All right. Chew your beer.
My only ball share I get is this weekly one right here.
There it is. So what's expected of Mikey? Nothing.
No, beer.
Beer. So you need to get a vinyl copy of Ice Cream Castles. Number one, if you don't show up with that, you're out. and or a mixtape of Phil Collins and Tupac mashups. That's also acceptable.
Okay. Work on that, too.
Work on that. Next, never underestimate the power of your neighborhood brewery. I think if you show up with something your essays and vatos have not tried.
Oh, yeah.
From your local brewery.
Ooh, that's a good point.
That would go over really well.
As whatever level of beer geek you want to call me.
Yeah.
All I care about is something new I haven't had.
Right. And your neighborhood brewery usually has something new on.
Right.
That you can growler that day.
Something I can't get in my area.
Yeah.
That's kind of all that matters, really. I mean, whales are awesome, but.
Well, that's what you really expect from other people.
Right.
Though.
But But
what are you bringing to the table?
Well, okay. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking, be the bottle sharer you want to see.
Ah, you're going very Gandhi on this.
Yes. There's some weight to that. What are you thinking somebody else is going to bring?
Right.
And then do that. If you can.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't have any whales, bro, to bring.
If the something seller's a little low.
Super regional.
Mm-hmm.
That's, there you go.
Something new, something old, something blue. Oh, wait, that's different advice.
Also fitting, though.
Still fitting.
I say, but this is more my mentality, is be the guy that you're not trying to one-up somebody, but don't put all of your beers in the fridge. Say you show up with your local IPA, show up with something cool, you know, put a barrel-aged narwhal in the ice chest, put some things like Libertine in the ice chest, put a couple of cool beers.
So you're planting little Easter eggs throughout the bottle share.
So that way you could be like, try this McLeod, try this Pine and Palm, try this, you know, whatever I tried, and people are like, oh, that's cool. And then somebody's like, they're like, oh, here's this. And you could be like, oh, well, you know, I did bring a Libertine, or I brought a barrel-aged narwhal, you know.
Yeah.
Don't try to outdo people, but just say, hey, I brought a couple of things because I didn't know how serious we'd get. So if you end up just crushing Bud Lights the whole night, you're not wasting, you know, $10, $20 bottles on these people.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you said, be the bottle share you want to see. You know, try to match people dollar for dollar. Don't try to.
Damn. So Rebel Raw six pack is not.
Yeah. Good. Somebody's like, oh, let's try this new Boston Beer Company beer. And it's like, oh.
I got a beers around the world.
It it's not Utopia. So it's probably not that crazy.
The, world market. It's awesome.
I haven't seen Rebel. Like, what's going on with Rebel?
I think we successfully crushed them. Fresno is not a Rebel market.
Yes.
But if somebody shows up and they go, oh, let's try this banana beer. And you go, well, it's good to try, but I'm not going to pop this narwhal for that banana beer. That's not how it works.
This is not a fair trade, bro.
Yeah, and if you're super paranoid, you could do some Instagram recon and find out who's going to this bottle share and what they like to drink.
Yeah, you want to really study up.
Yeah, is it a Whales Club, bro? Is it a Whales Club?
Uh-huh.
It is a whale. Is it a Whales Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, just ask the if you're at all friendly with whoever's organized it, just like give them a, like, what should I expect, man? Like, what kind of crowd is this? And then you'll be all right. Well, that's...
Oh, and don't forget the table. Will you call me tonight? Leave me a voicemail. And that is Paul. Will you talk about me? All up in ya. Tell me your drive. Paul up in ya. It's Paul up in ya.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. And you heard that. That means there's a new beer in the physics machine.
And Matt's making a blend.
We're getting all the use out of this thing. We can.
I expected there to be some transition between dark to light, but it was all light beer. So, I mean, to the new beer.
New beer. What is this new beer we have here? It's a crowler.
It's a new beer.
It's a new beer.
Mm-hmm.
Pine and Palm.
Pine and Palm.
Roger.
This is the Amarillo.
Amarillo?
IPA. If you have a name for the Amarillo IPA.
Oh.
Please send your letters to P.O. Box.
Now, last week we had a couple of names thrown out. Mostly ones that weren't usable at all. I was wondering if Roger heard them yet. Have you been over there?
Yes, he's probably not got to that part of the episode yet.
Was this a hop blend? Because it's normally Amarillo.
You said over Amarillo. The next few weeks.
Oh, no, I was just putting some twang on it. It's okay. Amarillo or whatever the proper
Roger said over the next few weeks, a Perfect Pour listener can go into the tap room at Pine and Palm.
In a banana suit.
And make a name request.
Okay.
No, that's Wednesday, bro.
This Wednesday's was what's in the box.
You can make a name request. If you have a name for a beer.
And nobody can tell
what's
in the box.
He will listen to you, Perfect Pour listener, before anybody else with your name request. So just know that. Go out to Pine and Palm. And call us for things like this person.
Hi, people. It's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
At the end of the episode last week, you mentioned a couple LA local things that I wanted to clear up for y'all. So the guy, Where's Beer Blog, and then you mentioned the Golden Road Rules social media page.
Yep.
That's the same guy. Peter, who's in charge of Worst Beer Blog, is like the biggest craft beer troll in LA.
Don't name him.
Just troll people all day. And sometimes it's kind of funny, and other times it's kind of douchey and annoying. But he also did, a few months back, he did this one troll page, and it was for a new brewery called, like, Sunset Strip Brewery.
Oh, is he responsible for that?
And it was pretty viral from some of the messages they were saying. Yeah. And just to kind of wrap it up, long story short, you know, it seemed like an overly ambitious company that possibly was going to start off and try to sell out and, you know, kind of poking fun at some of the other local breweries that people are a little worried about might sell out kind of soon. Iron Triangle. So that's that. I just want to share it with you. I hope this actually goes through because I'm driving from Mammoth and I'm down to like two bars of service. So I might throw a Kelly at you. So yeah, that's about it. And hope you guys are doing well. I may not see you guys by the end of this year. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe November. And if I do, I will bring you some beers that I'm distributing, and you'll like it. I know you will.
Oh, will we?
She has a new distributor.
Keep up the goddamn fantastic work.
Wow.
To do what everyone else is doing.
Next
keep up
level.
The goddamn
contrary. Must be contrarian, that Kelly.
Whoa. Complete whole voicemail.
Look at that.
From Kelly.
Good job, Kelly.
Keep up the good voicemails,
Keep
Kelly.
Up the good voicemails, guys. Bam. Oh, wait. Looks like she called.
Oh, hey, one more thing.
Yes?
So you guys mentioned BJ's, how they tend to be so far on a lot of the beers.
We mention BJ's all the time.
Do we?
I guess it's decent. You know, it's all right. They do okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. But interesting fun fact, the West Covina BJ's actually won at last year's World Beer Cup. I'm almost 100% certain it was for their porter. I still haven't tried it. If you're not familiar, West Covina is
brew pubs rising
it
up.
Is, brew pubs. Very east of LA. Very east.
Yeah.
Kind inland. Of
even though it's called West Covina,
is, but it's getting cold.
You don't know how east Covina Covina is.
That. But I just thought that was a fun fact to throw at you guys, and that's about it. All right, happy podcasting. Bye.
Bye.
Whoop, whoop. How did she know we'd be talking about BJ's tonight?
I always talk about BJ's.
Oh, apparently. All wow, BJ's bro. All the time. Here on the Perfect Boar.
Well, I don't think I got... Did I get... I didn't get this a new crowd.
What's
beer.
Going on here?
I don't think I got it.
You need to pass your glass.
I don't think I got it.
What do you think this is? Me and Ed's taps?
Yeah,
you gonna pour your own beer around here?
Yeah.
You hear that?
Poor beer brewer is having a poor beer, and he's not getting paid right now.
Tipping is not just a city in China.
Yeah, it's what I do. Well, sometimes I have people to pour beer for me now.
He looks out his office window.
Yeah. Are they pouring beer out there?
Get to work.
Looks like it.
Not worth getting up.
Matt, somebody from the Perfect
Don't want to talk to him.
Is out there. Oh, what do you want me to tell him?
He's got this card.
He can
that
see
says,
you through the window right now.
Hey, I'm here. Here.
He's got this card that says preferred customer.
Keep up the good work, huh? Hey,
I
come
love,
out here.
I love silver.
I love silver.
I love
That's
silver.
What it is, right? Hey, dollar discount. I want my $2.
I got a token.
Hey, I got one of those Tioga cards. Hey.
I guess that's soundproof.
I want
glass.
A top pour.
Give me a top pour.
Has anyone done that to you at the beer garden?
Nope.
Can I get a top pour?
Come on. Somebody better do that to Matt. Hey, man, is that a top pour?
So I'd like you to take the top of the beer, pour it off. Only give me the middle pour.
Yeah,
middle.
I want the middle
Nobody's
pour.
Ever said give me the top pour, but there is a top pour of the kegs, and depending upon the beer, it could be hazier than the rest of the keg.
Do you not want the top pour of a keg? Is that what you're saying?
It depends. If you're a hophead and there's a fresh DDH tapped and it could be a little hazier than your normal DDH, some people get crazy about that. But nobody says, I need that top pour. They just say,
hey, man, you just tap that top pour.
Throw, you just tap that keg? That sounds good.
Yeah. Man, this what the hell is it we're having right now? This is good.
Wow. Yeah.
It's good beer.
It's the Amarillo.
Amarillo.
Not the Amarillo.
Haven't we had this before?
Probably not.
Come on.
Not from Pine and Palm Brewery.
It's good, though.
Pro tip, if you are at Pine and Palm,
yeah,
you can get Popolo's Pizza delivered to Pine and Palm. They will deliver.
You just blew my mind. You might have just made my Friday night. I might try and get
there
Friday.
Can you hear me?
Right, I mean today.
I'm not today. Driving.
Scotty.
Today,
I'm and I'm Junior. Brewing, too.
Of so course.
Today is Labor
Scotty
Day.
Can't brew
and
not
celebrate
drink.
Not having to go to work today. I thought I would just brew an IPA.
Good.
It's like fun.
Fun.
So
straight
this
IPA.
This comes out good and reasonably good and not terrible. I'll make sure you guys get some.
Nice.
Okay? So I look out for you guys. I do. And you know
Here's
why?
I'm looking out.
Because you're super. Really, yeah.
You're fun.
And another reason why is because it's fun. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't drink this much when I'm brewing. But don't worry, I'm fine. I've done this before.
Bro.
Myself too badly.
Hit your temps, bro.
It's going to be fine. I haven't forgotten any steps yet. I got it all written down, everything I need to do.
What's your gravity?
Don't okay. forget to mash, bro.
Don't worry. I'm okay. Appreciate it.
What does beer taste like?
Well, anyway, yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot the mash. Forgot the mash.
3 weeks. Expect a bomber of IPA, okay? Just for you.
IPA all bomber.
Right. All right, so keep up
somebody's gotta name it. Guys.
I'm brewing.
Woo. It's got to be one of our top local homebrewers.
What a little perfect pour. Should you be here, eh?
Hey.
I've been drinking.
Hey. You already called.
I've been drinking. Already. This is my second one, so I know I hit my limit home. So
oh, yeah, dude.
I'm just
all
coming
right.
just to hit the limit, eh? Because I'm a limit hitter, eh? What are you? Check it out, eh?
I've take care. Drinking.
Mickler, if it. Take I had fucking Mickler all weekend, home.
Mickler.
Like a California Dreamer or something like that, eh? Was like a hoppy fucking Pilsner. Oh, damn. That shit was the bomb. Matt, look out good. For that shit, Holmes. If you can't find it, let me know, and I'll send you a fucking bottle, Holmes.
What was it?
What else did I have?
He
I
can't find
a,
it, you.
Shapes, I said, by Mickler, Holmes. This was like a, what did they call it? It was like a, damn, Holmes, I forgot what kind of beer. Oh, like a cream ale, Holmes. I'm not that sure, eh? But that shit was fucking delicious, too, eh? 22-ounce bombers, I said. Fucking delightful. Orale, another one. A 4-pack, eh, of fucking Mickler IPA, Holmes. I think, I don't know what kind of fucking hops they used, but whatever it was, eh, I drank them like fucking Fresco, Holmes. That tasted what I think Fresco should taste like, eh? Was it like a sessional, Holmes? I think it was like a 4.5, SM. Hoppy, juicy, delicious, fucking perfect fucking IPA for the summer heat, eh? So I'm looking out for that Fresco, Holmes. That shit's got to fucking work, eh? Orale, another beer that I had a Mickler breakfast stout, eh? Nick, you would have loved this thing, man. Little 12-ounce bottle, Holmes, 7% alcohol.
Yeah.
Thick, creamy. And coffee like a motherfucker, eh?
My like
teeth
my women.
Fucking black, eh? When I was done, I looked like I was eating a fucking, those black fucking licorice gums, eh? But that shit was delicious. I had that shit for breakfast, eh, with my pancakes. What are another beer that I had, eh? Arcadia Brewing over in a fucking, not even Arcadia in the California, Arcadia like in fucking Missouri or something like that, eh? From my, my American, some fucking, bottle of beer club that I'm part of, eh? Not bad. It was an IPA, pretty smooth, creamy. It was not bad, but the ones that stood out, eh? Mickler, man. Mickler's fucking making some good fucking beers. Look out for that shit. If you guys can't find that shit, let me know. I'll send you some, Holmes. That shit was delicious. God damn it. Orderly, Holmes. Nick, Matt, what's up? JD? Glaze? I know Matt had some issues with it earlier. He fucking put it on raw chicken. He thought that shit would make raw chicken taste good, but
yeah.
Nah, Holmes. Orale. Ahí los guacho. Peace out, eh? Chew your
peace
beer.
Chew.
Cool as fuck. That motherfucker's cool, eh? Orale. Peace out.
why are you trying to eat raw chicken?
Yeah, Matt had that.
Yeah, it was Matt, not
that
Nick.
That was totally
I
Matt.
Have no comment.
Why are you eating raw chicken, Nick?
I put it on my chicken because I was going to cook
marinate
it.
Marinate it.
And no, not marinate it. I put it on right before I was going to hit the grill.
Okay.
Because I wanted it to like caramelize on around the skin, like all make right this crust of.
Because
I
right
thought it was glazed. Like I
sounds
thought it
right
was.
Me too, yeah.
Like sauce, like barbecue right sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
You do the first round of sauce before you cook, and it gets all crispy and nice. And then you put another layer on right as it's finishing up. That's how I do my chicken. So I thought this was the same kind of thing, but this is more like a ranch dip at the end of the barbecuing process.
Oh, see? See, I didn't
no
know that either.
That's
what I did. Well, actually, Producer Becky did it, but so we did with ours.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was fun.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
What the problem was.
Yeah, so I was marinating. I didn't put it on the chicken and let it sit overnight. I put it on, and then I was going to throw it on the grill and let it like cook onto the chicken.
Let it do its thing.
Mm-hmm. But that's not how you do this. I mean, that's not how Matt does it.
Look,
Matt,
I said
Matt
a lot of things.
Hey, boys,
Fontana
Jim here.
Some old guy got my phone last week and made a couple of calls. Anyway, I was listening
that
to
was
your,
Lou Holtz, man.
Live Friday podcast, and I stepped away. Hey, you know, I had to go do some chores, you know, for the wife, a little bit of honeydews, but I wanted to fire back at Chew Your Beer here. Here's the deal, man. You're going to Zorro's bottle share. You got to kind of actually talk to that guy, find out what the
what's some bottle share advice.
What the temperature is on his bottle share. Is it one of those bottle shares where you got a bunch of clowns just looking for whales, or is it one of those bottle shares where it's really kind of a bunch of his friends where someone might show up with a Hangar 24 bottle and someone else might show up with, you know, something weird that's really not super, super whaley. Whaley.
Whaley, bro.
Anyways.
Hey, getting whaley.
You want to look at the stuff that might be a whale, might not be a whale. Really get a temperature of what's going on there. Sometimes, like, the stuff from Fanny Caradell will be fantastic. You're going to have a bunch of guys who've never heard of it, never been there. You tell them, just drive down where they park the Goodyear blimp and then go across the street, because that's where Fanny Caradell is at. A little bit in the back, parking kind of sucks, but it's a good time. You can sit there, get something to eat, maybe hang out in the back, watch a horror movie.
Horror movie.
The host is going to tell you what kind of bottle share he's having. Having said that, if anyone wants to have a bottle share, I'm in. I got a buddy. We can do just to do a little whale picking. We can actually do a complete vertical of all the woot stouts if someone wants to do that.
Woot.
Anyway, this is Fontana Jim. Later,
Fontana Jim.
Good for guys.
Keep up the good work.
Live from the shower.
I like that. We have an LA group that could do a bottle share of Perfect Pour listeners. And now Jovi's being the crazy lab.
He's looking at me crazy. Why are you looking at me all crazy?
The storms are coming, guys. The storms are coming.
There might be an earthquake here at some point.
Fontana Jim, Wales only bottle
share. We had an earthquake out here doing Darktown one time. It was tiny, but still, we felt it. Settle down, Jovi. Holy crap, we're trying to do a show here. This is a professional show, Jovi.
Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
Hey, he does exist.
I have a request now. Listeners can call in and request a bumper for a segment.
Oh, yes.
Thanks to Matt from Texas.
One later on.
I'm from Texas now in Seattle. I've given you a cheers song. I've been reticent to give you a bumper for every segment, though, because I listen to the show, you know, and I don't necessarily want to hear myself a bunch of times. just kidding. And this is my secret plot to take over the Perfect Pour one song at a time.
We will do it.
No problem.
It's all yours, Paul.
Yes, keep listening. There's a new Paul bumper coming.
Paul, I'll be on vacation from the 12th to the 64th.
Hey, guys, it's Zorro. Okay, not Zorro. So, you know, this weekend I'm taking you to a bottle share.
Oh, this bottle share talk is crazy, man.
I tried to, you know, go over some, like, etiquette with him, you know, so.
How does everybody know about this?
I don't want to get your guys' feedback on what you think. So I told him, you know, you got to have your members-only jacket because it's coach check.
Members-only jacket.
Members-only.
Damn it. You got to bring some unicorn blood as well as a whale beer.
Oh, unicorn blood.
Who makes unicorn blood?
A shirt one size too small.
Three Floyds, right?
One size
either horn rim glasses or black square glasses.
Oh, and you
always
I got those.
With your pinky up. So I don't know if he kind of got all that, because when he called me back, he said he had some bolt cutters from his primo, some shark sushi from the Vallarta in his barrio, and some tomato and face of the blood. And that his Raider sweater better get him in, or, you know, Raider fans. So I'll probably tell you guys back next week and tell
Raider
you how
fans.
It went. So, anyway, guys, keep up the good work. Cheers.
From the barrio.
The barrio.
Is he just dropping words he knows in Spanish?
I like this bottle share. All this bottle share talk, man.
Yeah.
That's what that one was.
Fontana Jim? No, that was Steve from Florida. Florida Steve.
I don't know. It might have been Paul. Because he was laughing, you know?
Ah. I guess Paul first.
Hey, guys. It's Greg from SB Beer Talk.
Whoa.
So I heard Chew Your Beer has some questions about bottle sharing.
What?
How does anybody know about this?
I don't know. I didn't even know about this.
No, I've already heard all of that. I'll just skip that part in the podcast when I get to it.
I think it was
but,
on Twitter.
For Cure Your Beer, so what to expect in the bottle share? Well, expect lots of beer. Expect that you're not going to drink every single bottle that comes in. And expect to have tons of fun. And it's really about trying beers that you haven't had. I don't know how the organizer is going to do all of it, but if they happen to organize the beers by any type of category, go for the beers that you haven't had. There's going to be some whales there. There's going to be some everyday beer, probably. And that's what I was going to say as far as for you 2 years to expect. Don't bring... that's just me personally. Don't, you know, if you can find a six-pack of Modern Times in the shelf at your local grocery store.
Four-pack.
Don't bring that unless you bring that and also bring some beers that you think people would enjoy. Doesn't have to be a whale. Doesn't have to cost you $20 for the bottle, but bring something that you think people will enjoy, something that's different, even if it's a watermelon goza. You know, something that's different because the point of a bottle share is that a lot of people can try different beers they've never had. You can easily turn someone who hates sours into someone who, well, maybe not loves sours, but likes sours. So, cheer your beer. Hope that helps. And guys, keep up the great work. Bye.
Wow.
It's Greg, SD Beer Talk. If you're not listening to SD Beer Talk, you should.
Mm-hmm.
We endorse, you're doing it wrong. We endorse SD Beer Talk, 3B Zine, Beer with Friends. You know, we endorse these.
Portland Timbros.
They're our friends, the Portland Timbros. If you like soccer, these are all our podcast friends. We like them.
And the Beardy and the Beats?
They're not.
Hey, guys. Coming back here. just wanted to call in. I was talking
not
to
safe
you.
For water coolers. Listen to that.
Care, so I felt I
Tony Bags.
His first bottle share, so I felt I should give some bottle share do's and don'ts. Don't open up someone else's beer. It's a big no-no. You bring it, you open it.
That's
you
a
take
new,
your first pour,
new advice.
Then it's go nuts. Then it's game on for everyone. Do have fun. And make sure you have some chocolate tasso. Those are my three.
bottle share.
I'd like to say... Jake from State Farm for not coming by this weekend. Texted me, said he was coming over, and then never showed up.
Yep.
Good job. That's about it for this week. I'm about to head into this stone beer dinner, but thanks, guys, and keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. I hope I hope Tyler heard the episode, because he hasn't called in since. I hope he heard the Pine and Palm episode with Roger, because... Roger's all fanboying
Roger hopes he heard that one too.
About Liberty, and I was like, I sure hope Tyler is listening to that one. That's funny. I don't know.
So, league rule states
that
you can't move until after the top pour.
Oh. But yeah, that's a new advice. This bottle share advice was let the person that brought the bottle open the bottle. So. Etiquette.
Hey guys, it's Zorro, aka Not Zorro.
Yeah.
Now for a more semi-realistic and not sarcastic voicemail regarding bottle share etiquette.
More bottle share etiquette.
You know, it's actually very simple. Just be cool, have fun, and don't be that guy. You know, that guy could be the guy that gets lit right away, or
his
that guy that, you know, shows up with a bottle of Steering Lattail or Arrogant Bastard, both fine beers, but pretty much widely available. You can walk into just about any 7-Eleven in the country and pick those up. And I think most people's, you know, general expectation bottle share is something slightly better caliber. It doesn't have to be, you know, a white whale or, you know, something crazy, you know, from out of the country or something. It could just be, you know, a seasonal that just, you know, hit out, a new release that just hit, a growler fill from a local brewery or, you know, a brewery release only, you know, kind of thing. And that's pretty much it. You know, I haven't, you know, the only other etiquette, you know, that I really noticed that most bottle shares is, you know, open your own bottles to share and don't open up other people's bottles.
Whoa,
I've seen that, you know,
twice.
Kind of no holds bar happen before. It's more usually the rarity than the exception. But that's about it. Anyway, cheers, guys. Just keep on keeping up.
Oh, he changed it up.
Oh, people are starting to change it up. They're not liking.
So, That's about right.
Guys.
Guys. So that not opening somebody's bottle is big, apparently.
Yeah.
But that's something I didn't think about. But I get it where you're the one that brought it. So you don't want some – because everyone thinks, oh, the guy opening is the one who brought it. And right. then some guy comes in and opens your whale
mm-hmm.
and then steals all your thunder.
All your aroma.
All your aroma, too.
So should there be a sanction on only indie beers? Nobody's brought that up.
Well, that, you could have that share.
You could have the only indie beer.
Like, share. You only bring indie beers. And if somebody's like, oh, what's an indie beer? Then they don't get to come.
Answer this questionnaire
before you're invited. Yeah, you got to have a questionnaire fill out.
Yeah.
And sign some documents stating that you will not bring a Rebel Rouser.
No unlabeled beers.
Yeah. No secret. Don't try to slip a little Mickey in.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Scotty B.
Not driving.
He's mellow.
Again, I'm not driving.
He's drinking.
Two times in the same week. I am drinking, though.
Yeah.
And I'm not brewing.
Mellow Scotty. He's always drinking.
On a Wednesday night. Well, anyway,
I want to let
you guys know, there's this whale that is almost within my grasp. Ooh, if everything goes as
so
planned,
close.
I shall have it. My harpoon is not yet. But hopefully, maybe before your next episode, you might get a bottle of it.
Ooh,
you want to guess what I have my sights on?
What?
Sights.
Take a guess. It's a whale. It's something you can't get around here.
You can't even
get it in the Bay Area.
Can't get it in the Bay Area.
You can get it in SoCal, but the brewery is not from SoCal.
Huh.
Go ahead. Take a guess.
Wouldn't be great to vibe with
it. What do I have my sights on?
It's going to be a non-California beer.
Give up?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Do you see the beast?
Left Hand Brewing Company's Wake Up Dead Imperial Stout. I'm going to get it.
Nick,
one way or another,
one?
I'm going to get it. And I have somebody who I believe can get it to me.
Is
I may
it
have it before your next week's episode. If I do, you will get a bomber of it.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
Whoa.
I'm not really that much of a whale hunter, but every now and then, something sparks my interest, and I just got to get it. And I usually do, too. I do. Well, anyway, that's all I wanted
bold.
To say.
Bold, Scotty.
About whale hunting. So, you guys, to keep up great work.
Guys.
I'm drinking.
Oh, over
I'm
3 minutes.
Drinking.
Over 3 minutes.
I feel like the voicemailers all got together in like a private Facebook group.
Right?
Like, all right, this is our message this week.
Yeah.
We're going to do talk about whales, and we're going to talk about the bottle share etiquette.
This could be happening in plain sight. People don't understand that Matt's right when they say, I don't do social media.
There's been a lot of fantasy football Twitter talk. I've been just kind of skimming over that, so I think I missed all the
skimming.
The Chew Your Beer talking about bottle share skimming. On Twitter.
Is
there a bumper sticker that says Save the Whales
guys?
Yet?
Matt,
Save the Whales. It's got a beer bottle.
I'm looking to move up to Seattle here quick, though.
Matt.
I'm at a brewery called the North 47 Brewing Co. Did a little 7-barrel system.
Seven-barrel?
Yeah, different beers on tap. All of them. Stan. Fantastic. Really digging it. Dude, their sample glasses are like 6 1/4 ounces. All right. They got 8 beers on tap. So pour them all up. Let's do this.
Pour them all up.
Let's see how this ends up.
Pour them all up.
Like I said earlier, all these beers up in this area are, you know, on the lighter side of alcohol compared to what I'm used to in Dallas. But, you know, we started talking with one of the co-owners here, and guys serving all the beers, and started talking about bottle shares, you know. Now, a homebrew club comes up, and they share all the bottles. It's the key to a good bottle share.
I haven't heard of bottle shares.
Tell you right now. Get the same glasses for everyone to pour into. That way you know everyone's pouring even, you know.
Oh,
if you
there's say another tip.
A bottle, right?
Optical illusion.
No. Same glassware. It's simple as that. Sample glasses if you get your hands on some. Just the same glasses. Always use the same glasses, you know. I don't know if anyone else is thinking about having a bottle share.
Everybody uses red solo cups.
But,
got it.
Good times. Good way to make people into beers. I dig them. I've always had fun doing it, dude.
Fun.
You know, top pour, bottom pour.
Fun.
Fun.
You know, it's only perfect pour if you can do it 8 times in a row between you and some good friends and at least 1 or 2 strangers. That's the only way you make new friends. All right, guys.
Get well, some strange, bro.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Nice.
Have you guys heard about bottle shares?
What's a bottle share?
I don't know.
Whales only?
Let's see. We got 2 more voicemails this week. Let's see if we can get some bottle shares in.
Some motherfucker named Fontana Jim's trying to get my attention. Fontana fucking Jim. What the fuck kind of name is Fontana Jim? Sounds like a fucking cheap pair of glasses I buy at TJ Maxx.
Better than Chino Yacht Club.
I'm going to go get a couple of pairs of Fontana Jim's, throw them on. I'm taking a shit somewhere. I'll drop them in the toilet.
Is this Bell's? Cares.
Watch out, Fontana Jim's. Don't wake a sleeping giant. Sleeping giant, wake up with a big old sleeping giant boner. You could get fucked.
Wow.
That is
oddly like Bells.
That is a new voice from Bells. If that was Bells.
All right, nice. Never mind, Fontana Jim's. I'm just kidding. No one's going to fuck you with their giant penis. At least not tonight. But I am calling in with been caught drinking. Caught been drinking. I've been caught been drinking.
As it's aptly been named.
IPA. Pale Ale. Thingamajigger?
Yeah.
From Pete's Port?
Yeah.
Pretty fucking good.
Shut up. Had it without me.
That's Slauncher. Been caught drinking.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We know it's local now.
Yep. And currently in my refrigerator, I've got a Rainier Pale Mountain Ale.
Oh, Buick Rainier? Ooh. That's a cool car.
By someone in Washington with a giant set of nuts. Washington nuts. And a couple of bottles of Pliny the Elder all of you to not have.
What? You son of a
dick.
Bells. You say about that? Whatever. Fuck it. Fuck it. Cheers, boys. Later.
Wow.
And that was the last voicemail this week from Bells from Dorktown Podcast.
Wow.
Who has the Pliny King. Frizzle's Pliny King has Pliny's in his fridge.
Pliny King.
I think he was calling Pliny from the work King. Phone. That's why it sounded
he
different.
He might have been.
That was landline.
He was back in his alley.
That was totally landline.
That's totally a Clovis call.
I can tell by the wires. The wires were brown. Turn around.
Yep. Well, thank you, Bells, for having that. Freaking, that was in town. I was going to mention that during Bincott's, but Bells brought it up. So that Looking Out For Beer from Pizza Port was actually popped up in town.
Oh, shit.
Very super briefly, and Bells was there to get it.
Yeah,
of course.
A graveyard pail.
Sold out in one day our local liquor store.
Gone.
Yeah.
Bells got it. Had it. Enjoyed it.
Had it.
Had it.
It looked good, too.
It looked good.
He's licking his lips.
It looked good.
I saw that photo. I was like, Narwhal, wait, what's this? A pale ale from Pizza Port? I want it. Oh, we sold out of that.
All I saw was Narwhal. Left me a voicemail, but she
didn't leave her name. I'm going to finish this tap it.
You're gonna tap that, tap it.
Tapped it.
Tapped it. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for all the content. Thanks for all the bottle share advice. This will now be the bottle share advice episode. So you need bottle share advice. You can always go back to this one.
I'll give you something to share.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So what the hell's what the hell's next now?
What
the hell is there to do
looking
now?
Out for?
Looking out for... Oh, no, wait. Yes, you're right.
Yay!
I'm going to agree with you.
I've actually been listening to the show.
Good job.
There are some...
What should we look out for, Matt?
We just talked about the Pizza Port Graveyard Pale Ale. I think it's already gone. I don't know if we're going to find that. That's a looking out for. If somebody could help us, please let us know. There is a looking out for, which I am pretty sure we will not get a hold of. From Society Brewing, they batched the 666 batch, one time only, they're saying. Butcher, 22-ounce bottles of Butcher, has their Imperial Stout, has been bottled. $10 a bottle, available at their tap room as of this last Wednesday, because this is recorded on Friday. So looking out for, don't expect it to show up here. And then I'll wait for Mikey to get back for this one as I'm killing time. Yeah, but your, your reaction is important to me.
Oh, no.
There's no fridge mic for you to react on. So.
And or headphones for me to hear it.
So what's that thing that you call the something or another when it goes out, doesn't work? Knutter valve. So there's
a muffler can, bearings?
Yes, muffler bearings. There's a can of beer that showed up on my social media. From Atlanta, Georgia, there is Monday Night Brewing Company. It was a very beautiful can. It had a blue background with a silhouette of a person in a tux, and the beer is called Slap Fight. So, for anybody that's seen,
not Slap Bet.
For any, it is Neil Patrick Harris in a suit. It's a silhouette.
Okay,
and it's called Slap Fight.
So they couldn't, for legal reasons,
probably call it Slap Bet. But there is a beer in a can that does mimic that. So I am looking out for it. I believe it's an IPA. I'll pull up the can just to be sure. But yeah, India Pale Ale. Slap Fight India Pale Ale. And it's NPH. There is no
doubt.
They should
have put them in a duck tie.
Oh, yeah. That'd be an awesome can to have.
So
that is on the show, that it was a running, kind of a running gag where you were given a slap, a free slap of somebody, and it didn't matter, you didn't know when you were going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was five all at once or 10 doled out for the rest of eternity.
Yep. They always had a slaps giving.
Oh, yeah.
Something. So it was a good thing. So I'm glad that somebody made the first, to my knowledge, How I Met Your Mother beer.
See, if you're running out of beer names, just mind some TV shows you like.
There you go.
look for a running gag on a TV show.
All right, who's going to make the Joey Doesn't Share Food beer?
Nice. Pivot IPA.
Pivot.
Wow.
What about Bat Fight? See, I think of Bat Fight more than anything.
Some college humor right there when Will Ferrell still acted in his own company.
Yeah, it was still funny. Oh, wait a minute.
Was that all you're looking out for?
Yeah, those are the three beers I'm looking out for. Society and Pizza Port apparently will never happen, but maybe we know somebody on the Easter side of us that can get a hold of some of that Monday Night Brewing.
Nick, what are you looking out for?
I'm sorry I missed your Twitter chew your beer, but I am still looking for Phantom Carriage.
Oh, man.
I hear this place plays horror movies.
Horror themes.
Saw a horror film.
Brewery.
Horror films. Lots of slots in Las Vegas.
Wait, slots or... No, wait. That's a different topic.
Sorry, different topic altogether. But yes, this brewery has my interest. I must see this very soon. And or have their beer. That is all.
That's it?
That's
all right. Well, before we get to things I'm looking out for, we need a new beer in this damn...
I love gold!
Oh, this one Nick was wanting so bad.
What? He was.
Stone 20th Anniversary Citricado IPA.
The Citricado ass down.
Yep.
The
blend.
The celebrity name mashup of hops is
avocado over IPA.
Avocado. That's what the cotto is, isn't that? Avocado?
I think so.
Pass. Pass, bro.
It seems like we started this blah 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 blah. Remind me, I'll look at that. I'm trying to read.
I would rather cut the top off this crawler with bells.
Citricato also, wait. Citricato Parkway, which itself plays on, Citricato also teases that the two key ingredients of this beer, Citra, refers to both the juicy gem of a hop mm-hmm. and its citrusy and tropical aromas and flavors. Cado inspired us to utilize wonderful native avocado flower honey. Combine the two, and the result pours like silk and abounds with enough hops to match our excitement for reaching this 20th milestone. We thank you sincerely for the years of support and pledge that we will, as always, strive to live up to the reasons for your loyalty. Thank you, Stone. So avocado flowers, Nick.
Ah.
Can you handle that?
I don't know. What the hell does a flower taste like?
We've had flowers before. What was the garage door brew or the Zach's Brewing?
The hibiscus?
Hibiscus. That'd be the flower.
By the way, if you ever want to see the bottles hibiscus. What look like that we're drinking for the episode,
mm-hmm.
look in the post on the blog, and the picture is always, the album art is always the beers that we drink for the episode, just as a reminder. Once in a while, you got to remind people of that.
And also,
if you're just looking at, if you're just getting it straight from a podcast app, you don't see that.
Right.
So you got to go to the actual site and see that picture or on social media.
Also, a reminder for us to untap all our beers that we forgot to do mm-hmm. that night.
What did we have?
The worst I am at untapping is these shows. I miss so many untaps.
Ghost beer.
What's happening?
When the cans...
the field work was moving. Oh,
they have some moisture on them and they slide on the table?
Yeah, nope, that was a ghost.
Nope, studio ghost.
Studio ghost.
Well, Brewdog.
Brewdog, they're still alive? Coming out with
a 55% ABV beer. Ooh, that's all I know. It's 55%.
Armageddon?
It's, I don't know what it's called. That's all I know. The Hoppy Aurora Hopialis from Carl Strauss, the six-pack cans.
Ooh, they've
come out. So hopefully that's they're going to come to town. We can't ask Kelly anymore.
Yeah.
And Matt talked about the Society of the Butcher bottles. We're not going to see those.
No.
9.666 is the alcohol percentage in those.
I would do some bad things in some tap rooms to get a hold of one of those bottles. It says,
enjoy within 6.66 months or suffer.
Or suffer. I will take that challenge. Don't tell me what to do with my beer.
Speaking of six.
Assholes.
6 Point has a hop charge lager out called Tesla.
Ooh.
Yeah. 49 IBU. S9 on the SRM. 7.1%. And they have 6 Point has an app where you can see their beer and then it locates their beer, so you can see where their beer is at if you get that app, 6 Point app. Modern Times, Madge Hand mm-hmm. IPA.
What'd you call me?
The Magi.
22 ounces Madge Hand IPA. I think this is this month's. Seasonal whatever beer for September. Oh, no. Sorry. That's True Land. True Land is the September beer, and it's a pale with Simcoe and Amarillo. That's the 22-ounce that's coming out. That's that I'm looking out for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5.5 pale with pine. It's piney dank with tangerine zest. And the crush, this is from Modern Times, crushability level, critical.
They're mocking you directly.
Yep.
They crushability level, Mikey.
Critical, bro. But the other one, Modern Times, the Madge Hand IPA, that's in a 16-ounce can. They're putting that out in a 16-ounce can, and it's out this September. Juicy, hazy, dankness.
Did you say Tesla?
Tesla, bro. Sacramento area band.
No.
All right, that's enough of that, Bencott Drinking.
That was Bencott Drinking?
Or no, I'm sorry. Now it's Bencott Drinking.
Getting dramatic with our Phils now.
Phil Collins? What?
Untapped.
Untapped.
Use it. We use it too. You sometimes mostly. I'm pretty good with it.
Yeah, pretty
Louis
good.
Louis is attacking poor Louis, Nick, man.
Because I'm teasing
him. I apologize for this dumb.
I am teasing him.
Bells loves Louis. I am Dorktown on Untapped. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. And Nick is The Nick 80.
Yeah.
The Nick.
Word.
What have you been caught drinking?
Short but sweet.
Nothing.
Nothing. A red trolley ale from Carl Strauss at Rocket Dogs.
Heard of them.
Rocket Dogs 1 year anniversary.
Oh.
Hot dog party. I don't know if it's a hot dog party, but.
I love going to hot dog parties.
Yeah, everybody loves a hot dog party. Got my commemorative.
That's a bottle sure as are, man.
Commemorative sausage fest. I got my commemorative glass from Rocket Dog, complete with logo and everything.
Nice.
It's quite awesome. A Mr. Pink from Tool Brewing. Tool is a very far away brewery.
Not Toolbox, but Tool.
Right, yeah.
T-O-dot-O-L.
The Australian?
No, they're Belgianish.
Oh,
Belgian-y. Denmark.
You're at Denmark.
They're from Denmark.
Simi, Sammy, Swami, Samsonite. I was way off.
And also, that was a courtesy of Spokeasy. Not courtesy, but they made it available for me to buy. And also a double IPA from Alesmith Brewing Company.
Alesmith is good.
Found Alesmith is good. I'm a big fan of their X Pale Ale, and they
Speedway Stout.
Speedway Stout as well. Also Hawaiian Speedway Stout.
Also,
if you're lucky enough to have that. But as far as their IPAs go, this it's simply labeled double IPA, and it kicks ass. It is mighty, mighty fine in a bomber.
In a bomber.
It's a bomber. It's abomination.
Oh, that was me. Mind the table.
That was my unique beers. My regular beers were a City of the Dead from Modern Times and Ooh. Old Rasputin.
Ooh.
Sputin.
Rasputin.
Was it nitro?
From North Coast.
Was it on nitro?
Nitro in my belly. No, they don't make my nitro bottles. That'd be interesting if they did.
Oh, I just remember telling you about the new bar that they were putting
on.
So I didn't know if you stopped in there.
That I quickly forgot about as soon as we left the podcast
God
last week.
God damn it. Go to the new bar down the street from us, get nitro old recipe, and do it.
That.
That is my bin caught drinking.
Yay.
Drink old Rasputin.
Bearded Brewer 87.
From the three dudes in a condominium brewing.
Yeah.
Jake from State Farm. Those guys, Justin, Brian. I had their Vienna Lager and their Kolsch. I was over their house for a Labor Day barbecue. Got to enjoy that. Also on Labor Day, I enjoyed a Swami's. I've been drinking some 99 Golden Ale out of cans pretty persistently. It's a good filler beer, a good go-to, a good starter, whatever you want to call it. Also, at the condominium brewing, they had a growler of Monterey Street Pale from Central Coast Brewing, and come to find out, that was the GABF submission batch.
Ooh.
So I had the GABF submission batch of Monterey Street Pale from, I mean, that's pretty fucking cool. You can't replicate that. Fucking Snapchat.
Don't.
Don't talk about it.
First rule of beer club.
It's like I could hear myself.
Yeah, play that. Play that in the background while Bearded Brewer says his Bincots.
I have three more Bincot drinking.
Yes.
So while I was at Condominium Brewing.
Townhouse. They prefer townhouse.
Townhouse Brewing, sorry.
The PC way is townhouse. Yeah. My dad says Condominium Brewing now. He's a different generation.
Okay. I had a beer, I believe it's called Facilitator. It's Facilitator, Facilitator, I believe.
Facilitator tot.
But, so that was a beer from Central Coast Brewing, but can you guys guess who it was in collaboration with?
Tony Bags.
Ricky Gervais?
No. He is a host.
Wayne Brady?
He is a host on another beer podcast.
Oh. There's another beer podcast?
No. Nobody would be crazy enough.
Who would do this?
Start a craft beer podcast.
For no money.
We're the first and only ones.
Just guess.
Greg from SD Beer Talk?
No.
Brian from SD Beer Talk?
No.
Dustin from SD Beer Talk?
Dustin.
You guys are going to feel dumb after this. Come on. One more guess from the brother. Come on.
Dowdy.
Tasty.
Hey, I was close. I was totally close.
Tasty McD from Sunday Session Brewing Network.
Yeah.
He did a collaboration IPA with Central Coast Brewing, and I got to put it in my mouth hole, and it was wonderful. Also that night, we enjoyed a barrel-aged Midnight Lightning with vanilla beans, also a good beer. And then their buddy Neil had brought back 5 bottles of Agrestic from Barrel Works.
Oh, my God.
The Barrel Works project from Firestone Walker. And I was, I told Jake, I'm going to let's share a bottle. I don't know if we should go full bottle. And I kind of.
Nobody goes full bottle.
I don't know if we've known each other long enough to go full bottle.
I kind of wish I took a bottle to myself. That half a 12-ounce bottle was not enough.
Half a 12.
Good to know.
Nobody goes full bottle.
Nobody goes full bottle in their first time, bro.
Was this another taco party?
Were there tacos there? He doesn't want to talk about tacos.
He is
so damaged from that taco party talk. He is out. Poor Bearded Brewer. Well, I had a shuttle bunny from Kern River. That's their double. That's in the double IPA. It's damn good.
Is it a double?
I thought it was a white IPA.
That's a white IPA.
This is. But
it could still be a double, but I just thought it was a white.
Well, Untappd says.
You heard this lately?
Hey, you heard this one? Untappd says it's an 8.5 Imperial double. Okay. I did not think of it was a double.
That is an excellent beer, though, regardless of.
Even though I untapped it. I wasn't paying attention, apparently.
Or you just didn't care at that point.
Yeah. That's
the untappers.
That's pants off territory right there.
Pants off on tap. I did a lot, just so you know.
This is the point of the evening where I no longer need pants.
That's exactly what
that is. Somehow the picture hasn't made it to untap, but just know. When you see a picture of that beer.
We don't need a picture of you without your pants on.
That picture pantless. Just so you know.
Are those your pants like, in the background?
You're like, oh, that's a pretty cool picture. Wait, is there pants in the background?
I was wearing those pants.
What the hell? Why are there pants in the background? I don't know. I got through some Hopkeen because the beard, or Bearded Brewer.
What?
Because Bell's, I got my bees mixed up. Because Bell's brought some over for Dorktown.
Maui Brewing's Hopkeen. I had a
Cucumbier from Cucumber Pilsner from Tiwakiskoya Brewing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Nice.
And a War Pigeon. I had another War Pigeon from Drake's.
War Pigeon.
Dun. Generals in the masses.
Just like dun, dun. Witches at Black Mass. It wasn't
as good as the first bottle I had of it.
Is it aging already?
I'm giving you a warning. It may start beginning to be falling off here in town.
Mm.
It may be getting its slide.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it at Save Mart and Milburn and Herndon.
Oh, that's a sign.
It's at the market at Herndon and West. It's there. It's in places in town. Fresno, War Pigeon. I love it. It's War a great Pigeon. Double, but I feel like it's about to go over the hill.
Mm, that sucks.
Just giving you a heads one. Up. Over and Dust Bowl Brewing Hops of Wrath IPA.
Mmm.
Enjoyable to all the ends. And follow me on Untap, Dorktown. I'm pretty much every night I'm untapping something. And speaking of untapping something.
Good, it makes me feel better about my drinking habits.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's got the base of a 16.
Oh, you called
it. I love gold.
I do love gold.
From... this is donated to the show from Jeff in Jersey. Finback. Southern Migration IPA. Oh, somebody's motorcycle racing out there.
Slow down, you punk kids.
Hey, get off my lawn. Do a podcast in here. Stop with your motorcycles.
Motorcycling.
Going around the table now. This was this was shipped out to us. Jeff in Jersey.
He shipped his pants.
This is...
He shifted it forward right after.
Straw, yellow color, completely unfiltered. I can't not... There's a moose head sign. I cannot make out a letter.
Moose knuckle.
Yep, this is classic Northeast unfiltered. They call
Southern
it...
migration.
Whoa. That has like a mint quality to it. I'm not exaggerating. That is like... Like wintergreen.
Wintergreen
mint flavor.
We got time for one more ABV? Or has anybody right. looked?
Oh, yeah.
I did not look at it.
I actually have not looked either.
6.5. Anybody else?
6.8.
All right.
Wow.
Nick, what did you
say? 6.5 and 6.8. I'm going to go 7.
All right.
I'm going big. Go big or go home. The answer is...
Ta-da.
Actually, it's not on here. No wonder.
Well, nobody will know.
Check in on nobody your untapped.
Nobody will ever know.
Going untapped. It's called the internet. Research it.
Research.
Oh, man. This is the point of the show where things get drunk.
And we look for ABVs.
Where the sketches get kind of crazy and the points don't matter.
It's an IPA. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
I was aware of that.
We are aware.
We'll get back to that one.
Very hand-labeled. We'll
get back to that one. I said 6.5. Let's all remember that. Now it's time. We promised it. The new one from Paul and Fairfax.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers.
Cheers,
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 cheers.
Damn, that's encore. I really like it when he said cheers in that song. It really resonated to me. By the way, Mikey won the contest, 6.5%.
Boom! I nailed it. I rarely nail it.
We need the ding, 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 ding. The Price is Right bells where you guess it so you get extra money or something. Well, no, that's the noise if you won without going over, but there's also the extra bell that you get if you guess it on the nose.
Wow. Does it sound like this?
Yeah.
Damn well should. That's what goes on in my head when I do that.
Mike, come back. You're zoning off again.
Tesla, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get my acoustic in here.
I feel those notes.
Bearded Brewery, have some cheers? Are you inspired by the new Paul and Fairfax bumper music and Tesla?
So, little footnote. This is airing on Friday, so I am recording this podcast as I'm driving up to Sacramento for the craft beer.
We're all in your car right now.
Yeah,
be Skyping us from the car.
I'll be at the
Are we in your bus?
Yes. The California Craft Beer Summit's happening Saturday.
Sacramento.
So I'm driving up there right now. And so I am cheersing all of the ladies that I get to meet this weekend and all of the fellows I get to share beer with.
Are we in Turlock right now?
I am cheersing everybody that's buying me beer right now.
For all of the future honeys that I get to meet this weekend. No, just cheers to everybody that listens to the podcast. I can't wait to see. I'm going to try to run into Thomas from Sudwork this weekend. I hope to see Ed and Mike from... you know, CCBA affiliates.
All right.
Hope to see them.
Ed, Mike.
Maybe I'll talk to the Lion or Stone Greg or Vinny from Russian Brew. Maybe I'll talk to him this year. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
I've never been able to talk to
him. Maybe I'll talk to Beardy, or maybe I'll talk to
Beardy.
JD. I think Justin won't be there. JP, sorry. Yeah, didn't mean to
JP,
butcher that.
Man.
Tasty. Maybe Tasty will be there. Who knows?
Who?
Run into people. Talk to him.
Talk to Stone Greg, bro.
Yeah, he's retired. He's approachable now.
He's the department of hanging out.
I think the official
head. He's head department.
I think the official opening party of Berlin is happening just a couple days after that. Oh, so I don't know if he'll be in Sacramento there this year. No, it's happening on the 13th. The 13th is the official opening of Stone Berlin.
Next week, stories from the festival. Maybe some audio. Maybe you get crazy and record some audio on your phone.
Oh, fuck no.
God damn it.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. Just remember, next week, all that audio from the festival. But yeah, if you're having to be going, make sure to find the Bearded Brewer, 87. Go on social media and say, hey, where are you at? Because he's got his notifications on, so he might see it. Nick and I, we don't see it.
What? What's a social media?
Yeah, what's a notification?
What is that?
Cheers, Nick.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to, this is going out to future listeners. See if they listen. Philip, my friends Philip and Denny. See if they listen.
All the way through. Yeah.
Yeah. See if they make it all the way through.
It's one thing to listen at the beginning.
They were totally like, oh, no.
Be here 2 hours
later.
What's
the name of it? We'll listen.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they actually listen.
Oh, I get that a lot. Like, oh, yeah, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
You're not listening.
Cheers to Roger from Pine and Palm for the Amarillo IPA.
Yeah. Cheers, Roger. Thank you.
Cheers to Popolos for delivering to Pine and Palm. Because they made drinking there much more enjoyable.
Oh, yes.
On Instagram, just cheers to Chris Coates. And Facebookers, thanks to Mikey for making ads happen with Patreon money. Cheers to the Patreons for supporting us.
We put out a Facebook ad to get our message out there, man.
So people have paid attention. We have new Facebook followers. Nick Handley, Matt Luker, Stephen Polanco, Frank Fritzens, and I cannot read my last one. Liz Cavarez.
Good old Liz.
Good old Liz.
Well, cheers to some untappers like Bobby Diesel, Rich Griffin, Pedro the Elder, of course.
Oh, yes.
Marcy Spaghetti. Tom H. Rich Griffin, by the way, was rich in Hawaii. Marcus Sanchez and Kelly. And cheers also to Matthew at Burgeon beer company in Carlsbad, the brand new brewery that listens to the Perfect Pour. So, guess what? San Diego area has another brewer.
Oh, really? Oh.
So.
Well, then.
Virgin Beer Company. I hope I'm saying that right. I think it's Virgin. I don't know English very well.
Yes, words.
Cheers to our friends at the Barley app, because now on is now in iTunes. Before they were just in the Google Play, but now it's on iTunes. B-A-R-L-Y. Search for that in the iTunes store, and you can find that Barley app. It's very much like a you're checking it. It's not so much as Untappd as it is more of checking in the style and, you know, more of a, figuring out your beer style and more to that kind of checking in app. But it's actually pretty cool. I downloaded it. I just started getting into it, so I need to get into it some more.
Great. Another social media.
And, obviously, cheers to that Modern Times blog post.
Yes.
Thank you.
For said somebody, a lot of things.
Somebody smarter than me to say things.
Sadly, all that means is now we could be okay with the thoughts we've had the whole time, but weren't allowed to say because we're not industry.
But, like, what was really impressive by it was it. I mean, as far as what I've seen, maybe it did, but it didn't get trolled. Even the trolls didn't.
It's really a real article.
Even the trolls couldn't really refute it. Right. It was just sort of unrefutable. It was just that good. It was just like
Carville.
Yeah, like the macro beer guy people out there. You know who you are in Kansas City. That are just like, no, you can't do it. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're stupid. Like, nobody could say anything.
Right.
Just like,
what do you got?
All right. Never mind. Good post. Good points. Can't really refute it. And of course, cheers to our golden gods.
Golden gods.
Of the Perfect Pour, a.k.a. our patrons.
Yes.
That donate money to us. Can you believe that? People donate money to us every month. And we survive off that.
Yes,
all our basic expenses are covered by the golden gods.
So we can do this more.
Patreon.com/perfectpour if you would like to become a golden god. patreon.com/perfectpour, or you can look in the show notes or perfectpourpod.com. There's always links back to the Patreon page. And if you donate to us $5 or more, you get to hear the very, very raw audio of the tailgate, and you get to hear the show, the option of hearing the show a couple hours before everyone else does, and you get automatically put into the Facebook page when we can, as soon as we can get to it, It's not like an automated thing, we got a hand put you in. But we do have a private Facebook group that people can jump into. And there's also the random audio. Like, I put out Paul and Fairfax's song last week, his brand new song about Modern Times, Attack Frequency song, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
I put that out to the patrons at just the straight.
Yeah, audio we knew that. We totally knew that.
Yeah.
Why are you telling us
you
again?
You get your own audio feed. So
now that's what I call hits. Paul Fairfax.
So thank you everybody for listening to the Perfect, sharing it, talking about it, maybe giving us a review on iTunes. All these things, anything, any little thing you can do for us, it is super appreciated. Any more full thoughts you have before we go? Before we go away and drink more beer.
Cheers to craft beering.
Yay!
I miss shower beers.
Aww. You don't have to miss them. You can do them anytime you want. Well. Thanks. Have a great week drinking craft beer. Be safe out there.
See you guys next week.
We'll see you next week.
Whee!
Yay! Perfect Pour sunburns. Remember the sunburns. 2 hours.
Boom. Again.
That's always the target, 2 hours.
We cannot do
that. That's our target now. When we get 2 hours, we're okay.